Time to say hello to Christy Keys, agronomist for half of the Panhandle, and Jonathan Toby takes care of the rest of the stuff. So what's going on, Christy?
Good morning. It is nice and humid this morning. I was listening to your forecast a second ago, and I thought I was back in Southeast Texas for a second.
It is muggy. I walked outside this morning. It feels real muggy and nasty after a hot day yesterday. It's going to be hotter today.
Yes, it is. And I don't have any outdoor activities today other than the library program there in Dimmitt. We're going to take the kids outside and unearth some fun stuff that we have planned for them today. But that's the only time I'm going to be outside today. Thank goodness.
Well, you got a water program coming up that we need to get some publicity out there on. So tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, so coming up in July, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but get to kind of thinking about testing your water well. And most people know this, but a public water system is tested monthly, and they have different reports that they put out. But a private well is not usually routinely tested. And we ask that those are tested every couple years to make sure that the quality of water that you're drinking or that you are irrigating with or your cattle are drinking, that it is, there's no sort of potential concern there. And so because many of the rural residents in my coverage area rely on a water well as their primary source of drinking, this program is extremely important. And so, you know, why do we test our water well? Well, you know, things can change over time. There's environmental conditions. Your well infrastructure can change over time. Drought can change how your water well is producing water, as well as just the agriculture activities that are around you. And so I get a lot of people that are like, well, my water tastes fine. You know, I don't need to test it. And it may taste great, but some contaminants have no taste or odor or color, meaning that some of those problems may go unnoticed without testing. And so this just provides some valuable information for the health of your family, livestock, as well as irrigation. And those are the three things that we are looking for when we talk about water well testing, is people who are drinking it, people who are using it for their livestock. And then if you're using it for irrigation, we kind of have a special deal for you this year where we're going to not only just test your water, but we're going to send it off for a complete analysis through the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension water well testing service. And so we are doing all this with a grant from the High Plains Water District that has graciously given us money to be able to cover all of this for our producers in this area. And so it is a free program. We will actually be collecting your samples on July 7th from 8:30 to 11:30 at our extension office there in Castro County, also in Lamb County, if you're listening from there, and in Hill County. So those are the three counties that we're going to be collecting samples in. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to live in those three counties to be able to get your water tested. You just have to be able to take your sample between 8:30 and 11:30 on July 7th and drop off at either Castro, Hill, or Lamb counties. Those are the pickup locations. So anybody can participate in this program. And we just have to be sure to get your sample on July 7th. So with that sample, it's super simple to collect. All you're going to need to do is get a brand new water bottle that you know, buy from the grocery store, from the convenience store. You're going to dump out those contents and then fill it with the water to be tested. So we want something very clean, very pure, no water, you know, Tupperware container or anything like that. We want something that's going to be a water bottle that you cracked open the seal and dumped out the contents and then used it to collect that water. And there's some different collection methods depending on where you're collecting it. If you're a homeowner, preferably at the wellhead, but if you can't get there or not quite sure where that is, we can do it from your kitchen sink as well. You can do it from, or if you have a filtering system, then you can do it before and after the filtering system. So you're going to be submitting two samples at that point. If it's irrigation, we want you to fill two water bottles. Again, we're sending off one of those for comprehensive testing at our testing lab in College Station. When you collect these samples, just be sure to put them on ice. We don't want to get rid of that bacteria that's in there. If there is some bacteria, we want to see that come through on the testing, which kind of leads me to my next point about what's going to be tested. And so we're going to be testing for about 6 different items just on the generic testing platform, unless you are irrigation and we get that sent off. But nitrate, nitrogen is really important, especially if you have infants at home. We don't want the nitrate, nitrogen to be really high. We don't want that for anybody, but if you have an infant at home and you're using this water for your infants, it's definitely a area of concern. We're going to be testing for arsenic. There is some traces of arsenic in our 3 counties, and so we have added that in this year. The last time we did this water program, about 2 years ago, we did not test for arsenic, so we are adding that back in. We're going to tell you the salinity of your water, the pH of your water. Both of those are going to affect your water quality, your irrigation suitability, is it safe for livestock, and also plumbing. And then we're going to be testing for bacteria. And that's going to be your to help determine if those surface contaminants may be entering the well. And then if we find some of these items, or maybe you have something that's outside of your the safe zone, we're going to kind of tell you how to mitigate those problems. And so on July 8th, which is the day after you submit your sample, then we're going to have a meeting at Olton. We're going to serve Rojinho's barbecue, so another great reason to come out. But we're going to serve some barbecue, we're going to have a meeting, and we're going to talk about your test results. So it only takes 24 hours for us to test, and so collect on the 7th, and then the results is going to be on July 8th in Olton at 6 p.m. We're going to have a meal together. We're going to get to be in community as well as get some information on our results, or get some results on the water that we have submitted. And then we're going to explain that to you, tell you what those numbers mean, and if any action items should be considered. So testing your water is extremely important. It helps you gain valuable information about the quality that you are drinking, or that you are irrigating with, or using for livestock. It's simple. I hope it's a simple process for you. I have done the process before, and it seems very simple. So we are doing that program again. July 7th, you'll collect your sample, turn into the extension office, and then July 8th, we will have a meeting where you can receive your results, have some barbecue, and talk about what's in your water.
How many ounces should you get out of your faucet or whatever?
So we're going to recommend 12 to 20 ounces. It really just depends on kind of the bottle that you're using. But 12 to 20 ounces is good. So if you're an irrigator, then you're going to use about 24 ounces.
How's things looking out in the county as far as moisture? We've picked up some rain over the last few weeks, but I mowed yesterday and it was like mowing the desert out in Arizona.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. So some areas have picked up some great moisture. You know, some of my areas have not picked up moisture in quite some time, and so we are dry. I know that speaking with some producers the other day, some of the dry land farmers are really trying to make those determinations of what's going to happen next. They're not quite sure if the cotton's going to make it. If we don't get a rain really quickly, then cotton is not going to make it very long in this weather. You know, those winds are awful, and they're just drying out any kind of moisture that we have. It's definitely critical that we get a rain if you could send it our way.
So you're pretty much done with your extracurricular stuff. So you got just one job right now probably, huh?
Well, sort of. You know, still doing the mom gig. Still got kids doing activities that last all year long. So it's fun and rewarding, but it sure is tiring.
So the next time we talk, it's going to be July. Can you believe that?
I know, it's coming. In no time. The summer has gone by really fast. I feel like once I started harvesting wheat and then planting cotton, and things have just progressed extremely fast. Yes, it's been a wild and crazy summer so far.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot to harvest. What'd you find out on some of that wheat?
So our wheat trials, we did get to harvest 4 trials. You know, yields were really low. We really fought the Triticum mosaic virus and the wheat streak mosaic virus on a lot of our plots that we dealt with this year. The one thing that we did glean from all of that is some of the traits that are in a couple of the different varieties really held through through those mosaic viruses, and that's kind of what we're pulling for and testing for this next year, is using some of those traits from those varieties that did very well through the triticum mosaic virus and the wheat streak mosaic virus, and taking those back to the field and seeing how well they do the second year. So some of our varieties don't have as much of a gene package in them. I've been learning about all this. And then some of our varieties have more of a gene package, and those are the ones that really excelled this year. So although yields were low in some areas, we still had great results from our result demonstrations for our wheat, and those will be coming out pretty soon.
All right, Krista Key is with us, agronomist for Castro County, and what else, Lamb and Hale?
Lamb and Castro, Hale, and Lamb, yes.
Because I thought maybe you got some more counties added into your deal like everybody else.
Nope, I did not. That was just our IBM agents.
That's good. You got enough to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I wouldn't want to take any on any more counties.
All right, give out your phone number, Christy. We'll talk in July.
Absolutely, 325-665-8790.